waves at Bell's Beach, Australia to be massive, unlike any other seen before. Surfer slash criminal Bodie stared out at the horizon. Meanwhile, behind him, Johnny Utah, ex-quarterback, surfer, and current FBI agent, stands behind him. The brave Bodie paddles out, never to be seen again, bringing to Hollywood and the world the final send-off.
Just gonna send it!
The term or phrase send has recently gained strong notoriety throughout the past few years, revitalized by Larry the Enticer, a.k.a. Larry Enticer, and widespread like the bubonic plague via social media. In honor of the Listen and See podcast's final episode for the time being, until next month, today we will be highlighting the history of sends in a section I've chosen to be called The Sends of Time. So in this episode, the See You Later send-off, I will be leaving for now, taking a brief break for finals and for work and adventures. I should be back in 2 weeks with more surfing, news stories, and hopefully some more South Swell. For us Orange County / like Southern California people, South Swell is all I'm kind of going for. So today I will be going over a history of sending it, not limited to surfing, aka all sports or just life activities apply. Kind of inspired by Larry Enticer and his lifestyle. For those of you unfamiliar with Larry Enticer, this guy is just an absolute animal. Just goes around on this old-ass snowmobile doing jumps in a jean jacket, jeans, and some pretty fast-looking glasses. Notorious for his love of bush, beer, and just going all out in every facet of life. So the topic of sending it. To send it is basically just to, like, go all out, do what you gotta do, and just make the most of every situation. So today, I will be going over sends of time, some of the gnarliest sends in recent history. Now, throughout my podcasts, I have talked about Greg Knoll, probably my favorite surfer of all time, and he is just a prime example of sending it. So in my last podcast, I talked about how Greg Knoll sent it, or just charged this massive wave at Makaha in, I think it was 1969, when this massive hurricane storm swell hit all of Hawaii, and because it was too big to paddle out on the North Shore, he's like, heck, I'm gonna go to Makaha on the western side of the island and just send it. But Greg Knoll, Eddie Aikau, and others aside, I'll be talking about different aspects of sending it. And I was inspired by this from watching this video of Chuck Patterson, a professional big wave surfer and just wild guy, water ski at Jaws, aka Piahi. So for those of you unfamiliar with Jaws and Piahi, which if you've listened to my podcast, you should be familiar with it by now, but it's this massive wave off of Maui, kind of brought to popularity by Laird Hamilton and Derek Doner, who I'm going to talk about later in this podcast. But in 2011, Chuck Patterson, being the crazy guy that he is, decided to send it, or just charge, Jaws, aka Piahi, on water skis. Surfing this wave in general is just a crazy idea, and you have to be a little batshit insane to ride it. But Chuck Patterson, Brad and Chad, horrible things. But anyways, Chuck Patterson charged Jaws after learning it on a surfboard on water skis because he is fucking insane. Pardon my French. But yeah, so that's Chuck Patterson. But before we can truly understand why he water skied there, we have to go back. We got to check out Piahi as a break in general. So before he was a coffee and a Psy stooge, Laird Hamilton was a surfer. I know. Contrary to popular belief, Laird Hamilton and his friend Derek Dorner invented tow-in surfing and later the hydrofoil at like surf locations such as Jaws. So when Laird and Derek saw this wave, they're like, damn, that thing is sick. but it's almost impossible to paddle into this wave just because it's so massive and so fast moving that you're just not going to get it. So they invented tow-in surfing. Later, they invented the hydrofoil. For those of you who don't know, the hydrofoil is just this, it's hard to explain. I guess the name kind of sounds like it, but the hydrofoil is this kind of like metal thing. I mean, it's kind of like a keel on a sailboat. It's this like kind of long metal pole slash like plane thing that people attach to the bottom of their boards, and then there's a horizontal little plane thing also that they attach to it, so it basically makes your board stick 2 to 3 feet out of the water, and it makes it easier to maneuver on waves, so you can go faster, do more stuff, and even if it's like a lake 1 to 2, you can ride waves forever and ever. And if you like keep the momentum and speed going by pumping, you can just keep riding these waves. So Laird and Derek invented that after inventing tow and surfing. So these guys are just gnarly senders, not as cool as Patrick Swayze, aka Bodie, in the Hollywood facet, but still a very innovative aspect of surfing today. So we've gone over Laird, Derek, and Chad Patterson with their gnarly sends, but that's mostly just surfing. So now we're going to go into something beyond surfing. Today, now we're going to be talking about skimboarding. And for those of you who surf, skimboarding is basically just people who are like, oh, I mean, it's better than boogie boarding, but it's like, oh, I'm a skimboarder. I almost surf. And that's kind of been my attitude on skimboarders for the longest time. Like on Instagram Explore page or like all these surfing pages will post things of Austin Keen just doing like, oh, I'm going to tow into a wake at a lake, or I'm going to do like a Christ air on a wave in Laguna. And I'm just like, okay, guy, it's like he almost surfed, but he's one of the guys who backs it up, so it's okay. But there's another guy, Brad Domke, who's just, like I said earlier, batshit insane, kind of someone you have to have that attitude in order to send it. So Brad Domke is a skimboarder, but unlike most skimboarders, this guy goes off. So using the tow-in technique, in I think it was 2011 or 2012, Brad Domke towed into 40-foot Puerto Escondido. So Puerto Escondido is basically like Mexican pipeline. So he towed in on a skimboard and rode this massive wave on a skimboard. So unlike surfboards, skimboards don't have fins. So it's really hard to maintain like a balance, especially on a massive wave. So Brad Domke has rode this gnarly wave in Puerto Escondido, and then he's done the same thing towing in at Chopu. Both of these are just massive, massive waves, just with nothing but sheer power behind them. And in both of these videos, if you look them up online, he's like doing like little shove-its and like tricks at the end of the wave. And it's like, this is still a like 20 to 30 foot tall wave with nothing but like raw power going on with it, and then nothing but just like sharp reef below it, and he's just fucking around. So Brad Domke, absolute sender. So then, like Chopu, it's a gnarly, it's like the thickest, most powerful wave out there, thick with 3 C's and a QUE. But Robbie Madison, a dirt biker for DC, the company, kind of did the same thing that Brad did on a wave or on Chopu. So Brad skimboarded it, and that's another, just no fins, right? So Robbie Madison did Chopu on a dirt bike. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck? How does a dirt bike get on the water? Well, they like made some modifications where they had like these little planes on the front wheel, so it would kind of stay elevated. So he would just gun it from the shore and just go out there, and there's a video online of him just like riding this thing all the way into a wave at Chopu and then just getting like pitted and then pulling out, no wipeout, on a fucking motorcycle. Absolute sender. So outside of these, we're going to go back to a little bit of surfing, except not the surfing that we're accustomed to on the Listen and See podcast today. Now we're going to be talking about Supsquatch. Jamie O'Brien and his boys are just literally just insane. So if you have ever watched his YouTube channel, Who Is Job, made by Red Bull, or just his Instagram. This guy just does stupid, insane stuff and just has balls of steel. Just ideal for a sender. So he has this thing called a sup squatch, which is basically a giant stand-up paddleboard. The surfing community just bags on stand-up paddleboards, and naturally so. Like, that's what fucking office managers and, like, turds go out on and snake your waves. But in recent years, like, people have been like, hey, we can do more insane shit on these. So Jamie O'Brien is, like, a real founding father of doing crazy stuff on a sup squat or stand-up paddleboard. So he does, like, crazy stuff. Like, he'll take a couch out on, like, 3 foam boards at Pipeline with a few of his friends and try paddling it into something and then end up actually getting a gnarly ride. But the sup squatch is this giant inflatable paddleboard that can fit, like, 4 to 5, maybe even 6 people on it. But Jamie O'Brien and his guys take out the sup squatch at Puerto Escondido, huge, massive wave, Pipeline, notorious wave, and Macaha, which is the same gnarly spot where Greg Knoll took his famous huge wave that nobody caught on camera or video just because it wasn't popular then. All of these guys are just true senders, really living up to what Bodie, aka Patrick Swayze, showed in Point Break. And what Gary Busey just shows in every facet of life as a crazy person. Sending it's basically being crazy. So for the next 2 weeks, I will be sending it. Sending it traveling, surfing, and just not being in school. So I will not be podcasting during this time, unfortunately. But as soon as I come back, I will have lots of fun stories, hopefully. And hopefully there will be some amazing South Swell. So you guys, thank you for listening to Listen and See Podcast. It's been a wonderful couple of weeks, and I hope you're here when I come back. So once again, thank you, and I'll see you next time.